Okay. Have you ever sinned? Most likely you have. Do you want forgiveness? Well, God gives us a way to be forgiven, and I want to share it with you tonight. Well, first, what is sin? Sin is an act of disobedience. The Greek word for sin is hamartia, which is defined as missing the mark. Hamartia was and can be used as an archery term. We can be compared to an archery in a way, as heaven is our target and we are the arrow. If we were to take our eyes off the target, we would miss, right? Well, if we miss, that's like sin. Sin is serious, and God is very serious about sin. 1 John 3:4 says, sin is the transgression of the law. Also, Isaiah 59:1-2 says, sin is a tragic loss. Our Lord will hear you and hold out his hand, but sin is rejecting him. God also has a punishment for those who reject him. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9 states, these shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. No one is perfect, which means we all have sinned. That can be proven in Romans 3:23, which says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we have rejected God and sinned, and we will be punished with everlasting destruction. Right? No, not really. There's a way to be forgiven, and this way we'll start with repentance. Repentance is to change one's mind or purpose. In Luke 5:32, it states, I have not come to call the righteousness, but sinners. God is not calling the righteousness. He doesn't need to. But he's calling the sinners. He wants you to come and repent. Now, once again, sin is an act of disobedience, and repentance is to change one's mind or purpose. So, if you're saying now, I want to repent of my sins, but I really don't know how, then all you need to do is change your ways. I'm not telling you you better be perfect, because I would be totally wrong. Romans 3:23 again states, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, so I would be wrong. But also Luke 3:8 says, bear fruits worthy of repentance. After you have changed your ways and you bear good fruit, you can start your next step to everlasting life and remission of sins, your baptism. Acts 2:38 states, repent and be baptized. The "and" in that statement signifies the importance and equalness in both words. When God says repent and be baptized, he doesn't mean repent and then you'll be saved. He doesn't mean just be baptized and you'll be saved. He means repent and be baptized. Baptism is commanded by Jesus in Matthew 28:18-20 and Mark 16:16. Baptism is not a dipping or an immersion. The Greek word for baptism is babto. I'm going to use a metaphor that Dan used in camp. Dan said, if you're a different kind of church or denomination, and your dad says, go out and bury the dog, what are you going to do to the dog? Just sprinkle some dirt on its head and say, okay, Dad, I buried it? No. If your dad says, baptize the dog, he means totally put it under the ground. He means bury it. That is what baptism means too. Also, there is an urgency in baptism. In Acts 2:37, the people at the Pentecost realize they have crucified Jesus Christ, and in verse 38, Peter answers their question. If you don't know their question, they're asking it with their hearts. They're saying, men and brethren, what shall we do? Well, Paul, or Peter, I forget which one, man. Okay, it says, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who believeth not shall be condemned. That is definitely an urgency. So we should apply the urgency in our lives as well. Again, Acts 2:38 says, the result or the urgency for baptism is very great. Now, I've been baptized and I have repented. What next? Well, what next? Your gift from the Holy Spirit, remission of sins. Remission of sins is very important because it's like your passport into heaven and eternal life. Wait, what does remission mean? Remission is the passing or debt of sin away. Romans 3:25 says how the passing of previous committed sin is forgiven. If you're not happy with the way you're living your life right now, if you're not really happy with your conscience, the answer to a clean conscience in here, if you've been taking your eye off the target, follow these simple steps. Mark 16:16 says, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who believeth not shall be condemned. Tomorrow may never come, so repent and be baptized for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.